I'm doing this section right now. I'm calling it The Last Dance because it's where we are. It's the last dance. The prom's almost over. They're about to hit the go-home mode. The band's winding up for the last dance. Where are they doing? What are they doing right now? What are the campaigns doing? Well, I mean, like, one of them is spending money. Holy cow. This has been the most expensive race in U.S. history, I believe. Just in the last week alone, over $1 billion has been spent on political ads. That's not all presidential. There's down ballot races too. But just shy of $1 billion, according to CNBC, has been spent on political ads up and down the ballot in the last week. Whew, Lord, my gosh. The most expensive race over the last week, of course, is the presidential race, where $272 million has been spent on advertising alone in the last week. This article, by the way, came out yesterday. The vast majority of the almost $1 billion spent on ads has come in down ballot races. Okay, so I get it. $272 million, but yeah. So you got like an 80-20 percentage break, but still, when you think about it, all the down ballots add up to 80%. A two-person race adds up to $272 million. We got just like, what, $994 million spent, oh my gosh, in all the things related to commercial advertising. Trump's campaign has been narrowly outspent by Harris. Where are we right now? In this one, $272 million spent on ads. Trump's campaign narrowly outspent by Harris's campaign by $43 million to $40 million. But Democrat super PACs have been helping the parties. They spent a ton of money too. And then you look at all the down ballots, like the two races that are the most spending by themselves are Florida. $19 million in ad spending right now on a referendum about abortion rights. My gosh. And $18.5 million on a ballot there to ballot referendum to legalize marijuana. I mean, the amount of money being spent in this political campaign is unstinking believable. Unbelievable. Where are the candidates right now? Well, they're holding dueling rallies in the battleground of battlegrounds, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, that's where Gettysburg is. Just saying, major turning point in the Civil War. How does Pennsylvania always have this stuff? Vice President Kamala Harris, according to Fox News, Dateline this morning, is making a last-minute pitch to supporters in the biggest of the battlegrounds, calling on Pennsylvanians to vote for her, saying no one can sit on the sidelines. I agree with that. Her rival, Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump, is also held a rally in Pennsylvania on Sunday. And I think he's there again right now. He's doing another rally today. They got 19 electoral votes. So think about this. The battleground states are not only, where's that sheet I've got of electoral votes? The battleground states right now are not just battlegrounds because they're purple. They're also battlegrounds because of the vote spreads they have. I mean, picture this. With 270 being the magic number, right, in the Electoral College, 270 to win. There's a website, by the way, called 270 to Win. It's a great website to go check out. Pennsylvania carries 19 votes by itself. Michigan carries 15 votes by itself. What are my other ones? Georgia. Look down the list. Hello, Georgia. 16 votes by itself. So these battleground states, where's North Carolina? My brethren texted in a while ago saying North Carolina looks grim. He thinks 16 votes in North Carolina. So the battleground states are not only battlegrounds, they're also big number battlegrounds. We start, the race is over if we get a decisive, like, can't deny it kind of win. And we've seen huge early voter turnout by Republicans. If that's the case, if they can count on the early voting and they see overwhelming numbers, they can call a race tomorrow night. But we'll, more to come on that. We'll see. Go take a break right now. We'll come right back from this break and I'll tell you a little more about the last dance. What are the Amish doing? And why does it matter? I'll tell you. Oh, I'll tell you. And then you got all kinds of stuff happening with Kamala Harris going on Saturday Night Live. Oh, yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, night before the election. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.